After the killing of the Jordanian pilot, how do you think the Pentagon, the United States, and the coalition will respond to that killing and to the killing of other hostages?
We haven't made it a, and I can only speak for the United States military, we haven't made it a point to respond directly to these killings, even when these were when American citizens were killed. What we have done and will continue to do is degrade and destroy their capabilities and continue to put them on the defensive, which, in which they still remain today. So there's, I wouldn't, at least from an American military perspective, I wouldn't look at this as a it's not a tit for tat. We're at war with ISIL in the same way that we're at war with Al-Qaeda. We're at war with allies and partners, indigenous partners in Iraq, and hopefully a growing Syrian moderate opposition in Syria. Nothing's going to change about that, Joe. Nobody's letting off the gas. We're going to continue to put pressure on ISIL, regardless of these barbaric acts. What these acts do, however, I mean, they bring into stark relief just how despicable these people are, and how little that how the contempt that they have for life, and how little they care. Now, I mean, I don't need to remind you that this pilot was himself a Muslim. So it does bring into stark relief the seriousness of the threat.